Voila. Okay, there we go. So allow yourself to become present. And we are going to start this call with a gorgeous sensual breath. So I want you now to invite yourself to come into your body, to feel the truth of who you are. Just feel it right now. Wherever you are, whatever you had going on before this call, I had quite some stuff myself. I want you to connect with your Indy right now. Call upon her by name. Close your eyes and let's receive this breath together, allowing your intention for this call to become as real for you as you can allow it in this moment. So with that being said, close your eyes and receive that breath. All right. So we're here. We're here. We're here. So as we step into this content, let's take an opportunity to really review where it is we've been and what it is you've allowed yourself to open up and experience up until this point. The first thing, your intention. Your intention for this call and how you've been allowing yourself to connect with your fem types up until now. I share with you a process that I utilize with connecting with my fem types every single day. And this morning I connected with my Indy, and in fact I have it here. I'll share it with you because I ask each one of my fem types something specific every day. And so my Indy today, she said to laugh, to have fun, and continue to be pure with my intentions. So my Indy's name is Pura, so it's perfect for her to be telling me that. And my intention today was to laugh and fully enjoy this day as if it was my only one. Now, as I sit here towards the end of my day, it's a little bit later here, I get the opportunity to feel into that intention. And did I allow myself to experience that fully? So for my day today, I actually slept in and I needed it. I had taken some essential oils on my forehead last night and woo, I went in a deep, deep sleep, and the fall was actually very much needed. The fall, the change in the seasons, I can feel it in my body, which some of you might be experiencing that as well. My boys went to school and I had a morning meeting with my husband, and then I had my tea, and I found myself outside watching the leaves blowing, and the day just went by so quickly. I fully did enjoy this day. I made leek soup. I've become quite the cook now that we're here in France. I made leek soup with carrots and zucchini, and the family's enjoying that. We'll be enjoying that later today. And so I did. I did allow myself to be, do, and enjoy exactly what I wanted. I spent some time with my New Yorker, not in an anxiety sense. However, in an organizational sense, it was very strategic, putting together some documents for my Crème de la Femme, which is one of my mastermind programs. I spent some time organizing some financial pieces for my New Yorker. Very, very powerful. And I know we're focusing on the Indy now. I will just share with you, if you've already been through the power of sensuality, you have some insight into prosperity and exactly how the New Yorker allows herself to receive when it comes to prosperity. If you have not, what I will share with you is that organization and finances, even allowing yourself to clean out your wallet, to file your taxes, to pay what it is you owe, these particular activities that sometimes we push off or we wait, and then we find ourselves getting anxious about money and wondering why we don't have clients. These particular relationships with money are absolutely directly affected to your ability to receive prosperity. So if I know that there's an email I'm supposed to send regarding to my bookkeeper, or if I know there are taxes that need to be paid, or if I know my wallet is a mess or something needs to be paid, it will absolutely affect my ability to receive prosperity because it affects my confidence with money. So something just for you to feel into today as well. I'll just share that with you as a little extra, as a little extra piece. So how was your day? How is it already? What is your intention for the day and for this call? And how are you going to allow yourself not only to receive that, but in fact to know that you've received it? Okay, just breathe into that. Breathe into that. So the last time we spoke, we talked about resistance. So I am sure that many of you experienced that. You may have started experiencing resistance the week prior, and it actually followed through and resonated for you as you continued to go through the week. So feel how you feel. Feel how you feel about resistance right now. Has it shifted for you? Are you allowing yourself to see the gift that is in that for you? Feel that. The gift of resistance. Allowing yourself to continually process this layer and be aware of it will serve you for the rest of your life. Remembering that whatever it is you're resisting, is there's a piece of you that's truly desiring it, and gifting yourself the opportunity to experience it is what your soul is really seeking. The opportunity to experience it. Okay? Did you allow yourself to clean your lingerie drawer? And if so, how does that make you feel as a woman? There's a couple of different aspects for this. There's the feminine aspect of being able to open your drawer and see the beautiful pieces that you know you can wear and that you know you have the opportunity to wear. In fact, one of you, I believe it was an anonymous question, shared that it was difficult to wear the beautiful pieces in your lingerie drawer. And I shared that how that can really affect us and actually allow us to, we avoid allowing ourselves to experience beauty when we do things like that. So from the feminine perspective, allowing yourself to feel beautiful on a daily basis. My lingerie drawer is something that I love and I admire, and it's a precious piece of my day. I love picking out my lingerie in the morning, what I feel like, how it's going to feel on my body, how it coordinates with what I am, what I'm wearing, not necessarily matchy-matchy, that's not what I talk about. But when I say coordinate with what I'm wearing, I'm talking about how it makes me feel with what I've chosen to wear. Sometimes it's a little bit more courageous. Sometimes it's a little bit more soft and sweet. So that's how the feminine side of you can be affected by cleaning out the lingerie drawer. Now, psychologically, cleaning that lingerie drawer moves you through resistance. It allows you to let go and move through and create space for yourself. Space is something that you absolutely require as a woman when you're moving into new places in your life. In fact, one of the ways that we stop ourselves from growing is we keep ourselves extremely busy, we keep ourselves in our to-do list, and we keep ourselves from allowing the space to come in so that we can actually grow in a new way. And we do that subconsciously, very clever. We're very, very clever when we do it, because there's a piece of us that's afraid of growing. So when you allow yourself to push through that space and you allow yourself to receive the gift that's within resistance, you create that space. And when you create that space, what happens? Well, I'm going to share with you. Some of you might already be experiencing it. And this is one of the reasons that especially us as women have difficulty creating the space. Because once we start to move through the resistance, the space that is created allows us to feel into the next layer. And the next layer contains an emotion that many of us as women have a lot of difficulty admitting we feel. And so as soon as we start to create the space, as soon as we start to move through the resistance, this feeling begins to come up. And if we're not wanting to feel it, we'll just push away. We'll go, forget it, the resistance isn't worth it. I don't like how this is making me feel. I don't want to feel that feeling. I feel bad when I'm feeling this way. And we'll go the other direction.